In the name of Jesus, amen. Today's gospel picks up right where last Sunday's ended. Jesus leaves the synagogue after worship, after casting out a demon who had disturbed that worship, and he walks about a block or so to Simon and Andrew's home. While there, Jesus heals Simon Peter's mother-in-law, and then later, the whole city was gathered together at the door. The city is Capernaum, a little fishing village on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee. Archaeologists say that the population of Capernaum was about 1,500 at the time of Jesus. 1,500. That means there were plenty of people in that town that you would not have liked very much. But there were also plenty of people in that town that you would have liked and would have enjoyed to be around. But you know what life is like in a relatively small community, in a relatively small group of people. Some of them are just a little too rough around the edges for your taste. Some of them are downright offensive and rude in their words and in their actions. Some of them say the wrong things to you. Even worse, they fail to say anything at all, especially when you need them to speak. Some hurt your feelings. Some make you mad. Some seem to treat others more respectfully than they treat you. Some routinely make bad decisions and seem to have all the wrong priorities, no matter what good advice that you would have liked to give them, or maybe already have given. Some seem downright irresponsible, or selfish, or necessary to be avoided for countless other reasons. All of these types of people lived in Capernaum. And while Jesus visits the home of Simon and Andrew, the whole city was gathered together at the door. The good and the bad and the ugly are all sandwiched together in one place, shoulder to shoulder, jostling for position, and Jesus is in the center of their complete and undivided attention. St. Mark says that evening at sundown, they brought to Jesus all who were sick or oppressed by demons. Whole and healthy people were certainly there too, watching, listening, believing, and receiving their own benefits from being with Jesus. Now, it's interesting to note that St. Mark uses the same word to describe the people gathering together outside the door as gathering together for worship. You could say that the whole city synagogued at the door. They gathered there just as they had a few hours earlier in worship. Only now, they're gathered for another purpose. At least in their own minds, it's another purpose. They come together to get what they want, what they think they need. Except, as always, Jesus has another idea in mind. He's going to give them what they actually need. As was his usual MO, Jesus poured out grace and mercy in overwhelming abundance, giving to each person gathered whatever his or her true need was. He healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. Jesus certainly preached the kingdom of God with all of its rich forgiveness to everyone who was gathered there. After all, Jesus himself explains that the preaching of the kingdom is the reason why he went throughout all Galilee. So Jesus sits in the home of Simon and Andrew. Grace, mercy, and the forgiveness of sins all shine brightly in the gloaming night, beaming out the doorways and windows. So Jesus is kind of like that light bulb on your back porch that draws the moths out of the darkness and pulls them inexorably towards the light. And so the whole city was gathered together at the door. Friends sitting with enemies, the polite sitting with the uncouth, the reputable with the disreputable, the wise with the foolish, the generous with the selfish. And no one has any time, and in that moment, no one has any interest in focusing on the strengths or the weaknesses of those other people who are gathered together. And so the whole city was gathered together at the door, and everyone was focused on Jesus. On Jesus' words, on Jesus' miracles, Jesus' holy and physical presence among them. And while Jesus is there, who really has the time for the pettiness and the triteness of everyday judgment? Who has the time to nurse a grudge when the great victim of all grudges is present among them? Who wants to resent old wounds while the healer of the nations is reaching out his hands? Who would dare to withhold forgiveness from someone else while forgiveness itself showers down upon them in Jesus' words and gifts, soaking you like the rain that we so desperately need? Peace reigns when Jesus is present. So the whole city was gathered together at the door, and all eyes are on him, all ears are bent towards him, and nothing else matters. And in the presence of Jesus, miracles happen. Forgiveness is poured into ears and into mouths. Sins are washed away. Marriages are made holy with his word. No, there's no single word in all of Holy Scripture that is meaningless. There is no sentence in God's word that is just a passing comment or a useless detail. It was for you and for your salvation that the Holy Spirit inspires Saint Mark to write that the whole city was gathered together at the door. Was Saint Mark really only talking about Capernaum and its 1,500 inhabitants? What happened in today's gospel sounds very much like what happens in our worship every Sunday. Here, in this place, Jesus' words and Jesus' miracles are our sole focus, our whole attention. The whole city was gathered together at the door. If you ask me, it sounds like those words are a description of a Christian congregation. Maybe even one that's almost 110 years old, that sits on a dusty road in the Central Valley, a long, long way from Capernaum, but certainly no farther away from the presence of our crucified and risen Christ. Amen.